Late start, but still a community connection this morning on 1400 K1. I get the opportunity to talk city business this morning with City Councilman Alan Gentius. Thank you so much, sir.
Good and morning,
a somewhat busy city council meeting with things like a new location for a skate park, things like Tower Green, and numerous other things going on. I want to start with the Tower Green because I think they got a lot of visibility during the bond election, and I think there are still some details that the public needs to understand what's going on.
Sure. Well, and what we decided last night was to form a design committee so mm-hmm. the public can be involved. Mm-hmm. We'll be taking applications. There'll be some seats on the design committee that'll be at large, open to the public. So if you're interested in that, file an application and we'll go through those applications. Probably it'll be a hard decision because I assume there'll be a lot of interest. And then, of course, the meetings will be open. Mm-hmm. So if you have questions or comments, we'll have a comment period for the public. And please come and let us know what your thoughts are.
That application form, I believe, is on the city website. I haven't looked today, but I'm told that it's there.
Yes, sir. It is.
A representative from the community center, a representative from the Price Tower, because they are the two goalposts, I guess, if you think of it that way, with the green in the middle. And so they ought to have a voice in it, but then we want the community.
Well, and they also will have responsibilities early on in this process. Once I was involved, something that I had always wanted was that we would have some sort of basic memorandum of understanding with those organizations, given that they had made an early pledge to handle some of the maintenance and the operations of it, so it wouldn't be a burden on the city. They've continued to agree to that, so their input is going to be very important.
All right, we'll look for more things on that, and roughly a month, I think, for people to get their applications in.
It'll be to the end of this month, and we're going to try to make a decision at the first meeting in May.
Okay.
So
closer to two and a half weeks.
Yes, sir. The process is going to go fairly quickly.
Okay. Well, if you have interest or if you simply think you'd like to have a voice in the conversation, even if you're not interested, get your paperwork in.
Right. And then there'll be two city councilmen. Councilman Curd and myself will be on the committee, so you can always call us. My personal phone number's on the website.
Yep.
Feel free to call me and tell me what you think.
That's okay. So again, another opportunity, whether you get a seat at the table, so to speak, or not, you still have a voice at the table because you are represented by the council. And should they still not be your, quote, not your ward councilman, that's okay. They are there. They represent the city of Bartlesville.
That's exactly right.
Okay. We're going to take a short break, and we've got some more topics to converse with Mr. Gentius in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and bond sale, a topic of conversation on the agenda first for the Bartlesville School Board. Their meeting convened at 5:30. He was there for a film long enough to update the board, and then went to the city council meeting and got an update for the council again for a bond sale coming up. Both bonds will be sold more or less the same date. I haven't actually compared the two dates, but I'm sure more or less the same date.
Right, late May, and of course, our bond is from the bond election that we just completed. Mm-hmm. There'll be two sections of the bond. One is about, I think it's $9.25 million. The other part is $525,000. There's legal differences. Most folks don't care. But the total will be about 1.3, which is what we talked about.
Yeah. The Standard & Poor's, no, it was Moody's that had changed the state's bond rating just a little bit over the past several months, and then came out last week, I think it was, with technically not a rating change, but a optimistic statement saying that they expect the state's credit rating to become more worthy because the legislature was able to actually agree on a tax increase, which that's one of the, if not the hardest standard in the nation to do a tax increase. So they saw that as a positive step.
Right, right. And we've always had a good bond rating here.
Yeah.
So we're in pretty good shape as far as our bond rating is concerned. You never know exactly how they'll sell or what the percentage will be, but I think it'll be favorable.
Well, and again, the comment, since I was at the school board meeting, not at the city council meeting last night, the day-to-day fluctuation on the bond market just with market fundamentals is actually higher than whatever the interest rate fluctuation may or may not have been on that minor fluctuation.
Right.
On so
those are kind of the weeds, but that's exactly right.
Yeah, so again, either way, both the schools and the city should get a great rate for their money.
Yes, we're hoping that happens both instances.
And then looking just forward a little bit, somewhere around September-ish, the city will go out for another set of bonds. This one is this current fiscal year, and then in September-ish, the expectation is to get something for next fiscal year.
Right, it's what they call the next tranche of bonds, which will be sold, and it's kind of a different situation, but this year, because of the way the calendar fits, actually in the calendar year, it will have two offerings.
Well, and Mike Bailey was in roughly a week ago, and I'm paraphrasing, city engineering staff will be extremely busy after they get the proceeds of two bond sales.
They have a lot of big projects going. I think Mike said last night that they are letting Mike Seamers off on Saturdays and most Sundays.
Well, so he was in here for a little while this Saturday talking about the household hazardous recycling event, which the city, of course, is involved in.
Right. So I guess he's not off on Saturdays.
Well, actually, he says he'll be in Broken Arrow for a sporting event while that's going on, but I think there's just kind of good behavior. They're not going to let him out of a real long leash.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's going to be a busy time. It's an exciting time. The projects will be the skate park, as well as the green and some of the other projects. They're going to be high profile, and folks will actually see what we're doing as far as with their money.
Bartlesville has had a skate park of sorts for 18 years or so. I don't remember the exact number, but 18 to 20 years. This one, I think, should be, first of all, a lot more visible, and probably it has to be an improvement. It's newer.
Yeah, it'll be a tremendous improvement. It's more of a permanent type of facility. Of course, one of the local architects who's nationally known, actually internationally known, Ryan Crane, has agreed to design and engineer the project for free. And he will bring a kind of gravity to the project that will probably draw people from other areas to come and skate here.
Oh, well, skaters try to escape gravity when they can. So,
true.
But you did have a contingent of skate enthusiasts at the council last night, ready to I'll say make their applause known.
They did. Yeah.
I don't know if they actually applauded, but maybe probably got some verbal applause out of it.
They actually applauded.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. It's a good bunch. It's a good thing for young people to do. Although some of the fellows who are actually in their 40s are still skating, which seems like hazardous duty, but that's what they're doing.
Well, and of course, there's the true skateboard enthusiast, and then my son kind of went off on the rollerblading sort of thing. So the kind of competing interest, which is better, Star Trek or Star Wars sort of thing, you know?
Right. But, well, and, you know, I remember the old days with skateboards. They were about 3 inches wide, and they had roller skates on them. That's what I started on. And,
yeah,
but nowadays it's like Cadillacs.
Yeah, it's the same sort of thing. When you actually could hang 10 to get your toes off the edge of that skateboard, we're showing our vintage on that.
That's right. We're the old guys.
Sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes I'm not so sure.
I agree.
But this is something that you see, I think, a lot of things that either are or soon will be going on in the park, and whether it's parks and we've seen some other updates, but road construction will soon be, the weather's almost warm enough to start road construction now.
That's right. And so Unfortunately, there's road construction, but fortunately, there's road construction. So in a few months, we'll see some improvement. Just ask everyone, try to be patient. And I know they're scheduling it so that there won't be construction everywhere, but it's a necessary evil.
Well, things are also have gotten started actually on hydrant flushing. Just mention that real quickly. It can cause some discoloration of water if you are in the immediate vicinity of the pipes that are being flushed. Right now they're working on the west side. They started the project overnight Sunday into Monday morning and working on the west side right now all the way to Oak Park.
Another necessary function that sometimes startles people when they turn on the faucet, but I understand it's safe.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Don't be worried.
And since it's an annual exercise, I think it's fairly safe to guess that it's probably not as much of a disruption to discoloration of water now that they've done that project for a number of years as it was, say, 20 years ago.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Public interest in other projects. I know I don't have the list in front of me, but there are always vacancies on boards and commissions. And you're very good at saying that it is those volunteers that give all the public input that make the council job a little bit easier.
That's right. And so if you're interested in being involved, there are, I think, four different areas right now that are open. They always come up basically monthly. So feel free to get on the website, apply if you want to talk with someone about it. You can always call me and I'll be glad to talk with you and see if we can help you in that regard.
Some of those meet on an as required basis. Others are closer to monthly.
That's right.
Yeah.
It depends on the nature of the committee. And like you said, sometimes you might not meet once every 6 months. Others are meeting more often because of the nature of the improvements and the decisions that have to be made.
Some of the things that I would expect to see more regular meetings, things like the Planning Commission, things like, I don't know, roads and sewers and those things that we use every day.
Right, and parks. Parks
yeah.
are busy.
Yeah,
so, parks especially are very, now.
Yeah, exactly. Good weather for parks. And with the new bond sale coming up, I'm sure the Price Fields will be among that list of early projects as well.
It is. It's on the list. Even though it's the largest project, there's not been a lot of discussion of it, but we'll be seeing some activity there. They're working on the design aspect. Again, the engineers are going to be busy. I think we'll probably use some outside engineering on some of these projects because there's just too much to do for our city engineers to handle everything.
Okay. Well, more next time we talk. We're talking this morning with Councilman Alan Gentius, and that's a Community Connection on K1.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey. More fires around the state.